parens 3 is honor the mayor reappointed interim director of Health and Human Services, effective October 1st, 2010, until a permanent replacement is hired, but not to exceed 90 days when the temporary appointment may be extended with Board of Aldermen approval, pursuant to Section 3-6 of the City Charter. Okay. So we forgot to take this up the other night, and that's why we're having a special. We're having a special. Yes, we were so engrossed in some of the other items. Thank
you. Which were frankly much more interesting.
So Alderman Hessman-Hamm.
I'd move to hold on this because, frankly, I mean, I have some questions about why it is it's taken this long to... I'm serious.
No, I understand that. Like, you could have said something before we called the special meeting.
I didn't even know that this was coming up,
oh, okay.
Honestly.
Right.
I mean, I got it in my packet, which is electronically delivered to my house, and thank goodness the clerk of the committee told me about it because I frankly wouldn't have noticed it. But I'm disappointed that, you know, the administration didn't even bother to send somebody here to explain what the holdup is.
Oh, I didn't ask.
What the status is, I believe. What I heard was that it's, they were just doing the, posting the advertisement now.
Okay. I move forward.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment?
I had a lovely chat with
Alderman Yates.
With her, I thought some interesting things were that, one, the thing had not been advertised, two, that she agrees that there's something wrong with her building, but that she didn't know. There was no policy been set in the absence of a permanent commissioner about whether or not they stay there or go somewhere else, but that the building does have some problems. And... needs to be dealt with, and it is an historic building, so it could be dealt with through CPA. And I asked something else about a specific case of one of my constituents, but that's what I would have done last week if it had been up that night.
Maybe we would have had to know to get you. Did you tell us that we needed to get you for that?
I came in earlier and somebody told me, we don't have any of the reappointments.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So I left.
So I presume Linda is not doesn't want a full-time.
Don't know.
One of the questions that I have.
I think she's content with the ongoing thing.
I'd actually heard something different, so that was part of the reason why I thought we were going to get someone was going to come tonight and explain what was going on. I guess not.
What's the effect of not
moving? I
have a commissioner.
Well, I don't know how this appointment works. Other reappointments, they sort of get appointed automatically.
You can do it twice. Third time, you need the board's permission to do it.
So you've done it once already?
We've done it.
We formally approved once before.
3, 4, 3, 6, 9. This is the ninth month.
Yeah. We had to formally approve for the 3-month period. The first 6 months, you get 2 appointments, the mayor does, without getting board approval. The third trimester, you have to come, third quarter, you have to come back and get it from the board, and then get one more, but you also need permission from the board.
So are we giving it the third time for the 30 days, the 90 days?
Yes. This would be the second time.
The second.
But this would be the third reappointment, interim appointment, and the point of the provision in the charter that you have to come back every 3 months is to prevent exactly this situation from happening, where you go 9 months without, a permanent head.
Well, isn't the same thing happen with Candy Havens at the Pennsylvania Department?
Yes.
And so what do we do on that?
Well, that's not our committee, so.
It was that. Didn't we approve that?
Reappointed by the board,
but at least there is a search committee.
Is ongoing. There have been interviews of at least half a dozen candidates thus far. Marcy Johnson and I serve on that search committee, so I think we're pretty close to some final recommendations to the mayor. What bothers me an awful lot is that one wasn't advertised until, I think, the middle of the summer. This one wasn't advertised until now. It seems to me that if you vacate significant positions in your administration, that you should post them, like, right away.
And not only that, I mean, David Naparstek gave his notice in October
last year,
the former commissioner, with a specific idea that they would, get a head start on hiring a new person.
Mm-hmm. So he's second to last to be replaced.
Yeah, and so I'm well.
baffled.
Appalled, actually, but just
I'm
not happy that we'd have nobody to explain what's going on, and it just doesn't seem to matter enough that they want to come forward and tell us why it's taking so long.
No, I want to suggest that I did not ask, not understanding that there was going to be an issue of this. I didn't realize that it had not been posted. I thought the job had been posted for a while, and they were unable to find somebody, so I apologize for that.
But the onus is on them. You shouldn't have to ask for somebody to come and explain what's going on.
Res ipsa loquitur.
Huh?
The thing speaks for itself. Yeah.
The connection.
Well, if the option has been made for 9 months, then you ought to tell your board of whatever's what's going on.
Yeah. No, I think they owe us the courtesy of explaining it, at least explaining what's going on.
It is what it is.
Okay.
That's Bill Belichick. That's not me.
So we've been joined by Alderman Fishman. Alderman Fishman, the Alderman has the hand has moved hold on this item.
With the understanding that the mayor's office
somebody
is going to come to explain to us.
So why did I have to rush for my dinner?
I didn't even eat dinner. So I didn't
eat this until.
Had I known that there was going to be a motion to hold, I wouldn't have called the meeting. So, okay. So the motion to hold. Any discussion? Further discussion? All those in favor? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor of hold. Thank you.
So
five? One? Yeah. Right. Alderman Yates is
the
member.
Do we want to bring this up on Wednesday? Oh, we can't do that now because we've had those as 2
8.
Okay. So the next time we...
The next time.
It's a cab driver.
Sorry, I don't know what
happened. Honestly, I didn't eat.
That's okay.
I see it until...
So Linda stays in.
I'm really thrilled about this.
Linda stays in? Well, I don't know.